We have been working on how we're going to do because the American Cancer Society, as all organizations, have set new guidelines. And one of those is we are not able to have an actual Relay for Life event. So we are doing a virtual social distancing event, and it will be Saturday, September the 12th. Through Saturday, September the 19th. And we are going to kick off our event with a parade for caregivers and survivors. And we're wanting to go through Mexico, and we'll respect social distancing. So we don't want everyone to gather like downtown. We want to have people throughout town where they can wave and recognize those survivors that are in the cars. And then that evening, we're also going to have a drive-in. We'll have a drive-through where you can see all of the luminary, but then we'll have a drive-in where you'll park, and we're going to be working with the radio station with you all on having a luminary service. And so we're going to have this is part of the regular, the important part. We'll read survivor and names and be able to recognize all of our survivors and also to recognize the loved ones that we've lost to cancer. And we'll have Kevin Nance is going to be performing for us that evening. But there again, no one will be out of their vehicles. Everyone will be parked and listening on KXCO.
Well, that is awesome news. We're glad to hear that. And have you been reaching out to folks and kind of letting them know how things are going to go this year and getting their feedback and seeing if they'll participate?
So we have started. We are, of course, blasting social media with luminary forms and survivor forms. And the Cancer Center has all of those forms. Any of the event folks that are on the event team have the forms also. And so they'll be around town. We'll be making phone calls. We'll be sending emails and text and just encouraging everyone to reach out to register to purchase the luminary, to register as a survivor.
Certainly. And you guys do have a Facebook page where people can get more information
We
too.
do, and it's the Relay for Life of Audrain County, so check that out. And you can those forms will be downloaded in the next couple days on that Facebook page. So
Coming soon, and I'm sure it's still in the works because it does take a lot of planning for a week's worth of events. And
it
yes.
does. So we are looking at, we'll be having a 5K that week, a virtual 5K. We'll also be having a silent auction online. We will, one of the other things we'll be having on that Sunday, September 13th, we're also going to have our survivor dinner. That will be a pickup, but that will continue as always. We've tried to keep as many things the same as we can, and it's important that we recognize our survivors and how important it is, even though we're not able to actually all be out walking together, that we can still be together, we can still raise funds for the American Cancer Society because COVID has certainly touched on the individuals that are fighting that fight. And they can't wait. The research has to continue. They have to continue to receive treatment. So it's so important that we continue to raise funds.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt about it. It's near and dear to me. My dad's surviving cancer right now and is a part of this, for the last several years. And it is important because the money raised stays here within Audrain County. And talk about what, where that money goes and how it helps the survivors.
So there are a lot of, probably the biggest thing that we look at is that, to me, one of the most important is the research, where the money goes for the research. And, you know, believe it or not, unfortunately, part of those research projects that are going on have had to be put on hold because of COVID. So it's important that we continue to remember that that has to continue and that those funds continue to support that. There's a 1-800 number that you can call, I mean, 24 hours a day and get information. And there's people that will help you. And what a time that people maybe have a lot of questions on, how can I get this medication? How can I receive treatment? Where can I go? You know, who can help me now? There are things like Boost and Wigs and just a lot of different things that through like the Cancer Center or through just reaching out to myself or anyone that we can help you make contact and receive any of those items. There's transportation that can be provided. You know, we offer the wonderful Hope Lodges, and unfortunately, because of COVID, those Hope Lodges are closed right now. And which is really sad, because that's a place where if someone is, say, for instance, in St. Louis or Kansas City going through treatment, they have been able to stay, or their loved ones have been able to stay at no cost and are right there for that treatment. So hopefully soon, you know, those will be able to reopen. But those are just a few of the ways that the funds help and how important it is that we continue to remember, whether COVID is here or not, that we have to continue to work to raise those funds.
Absolutely. Now, if people do want to make a donation now or during, how do they go about doing that?
So they can reach out to any team, because we have lots. We have, like right now, 13 teams, so we're really excited about that. And it's been really hard. You know, virtual fundraising, social distancing is hard to do the fundraising, but there are a lot of unique ideas out there. So you can reach out to any of the teams, or you can drop off a donation to Chris Crawford at Crawford Insurance, and he will be glad to accept that donation. You can reach out to myself, Susan Payton, Judy Kelly. There's a lot of folks out there that will be glad to accept the donation. The one thing I will say is, though, please do not mail donations to, like, the Jeff City office, because those, all of the offices are currently closed. So,
yep, understand that. Is there a theme for this year's Relay for Life?
You know, we had a theme, and of course, as everything else has changed, we're just going on a celebration of hope this year, a festival of hope, a week long. We are ending on September the 19th, that Saturday. The state of Missouri is actually hosting a Show Me Hope celebration that day. That's a statewide relay event that will be on Facebook live throughout the day. And so we're ending that on that day. And at this point, we're still working on how our celebration is going to end on that Saturday, but we want to kick it off, you know, big. And so we'll come up with something big to end with, too.